Time now for the Supercharged Speed Quiz. And this week, I'm turning the tables on mentalist and brain hacker Keith Barry. We're going to take a peek inside his mind for a change. Welcome to Supercharged, Keith.
Hey, how are you? Good to talk to you.
We're delighted to have you on the show. You have a new tour, Unhinged, beginning in the new year. Are you all psyched up for it?
Yeah, I can't wait. Like, we're just finishing up our rehearsals now, and it's called Unhinged. So it is going to be the wildest, craziest tour I've ever done. So there's hypnosis in there. There's a seance in there where I'm bringing my own deceased father on tour, and we're going to contact Ken every night. And then there's scorpions. There's, think of it like this, a scorpion, my mouth, gaffer tape, handcuffs and a Rubik's Cube, all in one routine. There's a lie detection piece.
You don't like to make things easy for yourself.
I don't, you know, but I want to provide value to people, and I want people to forget about their everyday lives, enter into a world where anything and everything can happen, and, just kind of have a roller coaster of belly laughs, scare them a bit, and then empower them and send them out on their merry way at the end. So look,
speaking of value, I'm really hoping that people are going to get some value out of your answers. Maybe they will be belly laughing, or maybe even a little bit scared from your answers, depending on what you're going to tell us. So are you ready to take on the Supercharged Speed Quiz?
I certainly am.
Okay, well, here we go. Let's get into it. Keith Barry, what is your healthiest habit?
Ice baths.
Oh, nice. How long have you been doing those?
For a lot longer than they've been popular. So I would say 15 plus years.
Oh, you were ahead of the curve majorly.
Way ahead of the curve, yeah. I went to my first Wim Hof seminar when nobody knew Wim Hof in London. I'm going to say 10 years ago or longer maybe, when he had no followers, hardly any followers anyway. And yeah, we did ice baths in like a Radisson Hotel in London with him one time. There's only about 30 of us. It's great.
And you've kept it up. So there you go. It speaks for itself. What's your least healthy habit?
Actually, it'd have to be the alcohol, I'd say. So, you know, I do love a tipple. I like a whiskey every now and then. So I suppose there's nothing too healthy about that. But I do like a good whiskey.
But if you're socialising with people, meeting up people, there's the social aspect, which is good for our health. So, you know.
Yes.
You can spin it. You can spin it.
Oh, you can definitely spin it. I socialised last night. So I had a couple of whiskeys last night. But I certainly had plenty of laughs along the way.
Well, you see, laughter is so good for our health. So you're all right there.
Absolutely.
Have you a favourite exercise and why?
I love exercising. My latest new thing is paddle. So that'd be my favourite exercise. You know, it's become really popular these days. But I wouldn't be great at tennis. I'm okay at badminton. But paddle, it's pretty high intensity. So you get a good hit workout if you're paddling, you know.
I played it once. No, I was taught a lesson. But I have to say I really enjoyed it. So I'm going to be back for more in 2026.
Well, the social aspect is brilliant as well. Mm. Because you end up playing people that you've never met before.
Definitely.
Certainly I do. I'm on an app. So everybody just jumps in and you end up meeting these people you would never have otherwise met, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So this or that. Gym or swim?
Gym.
Walk or run?
Walk, because my ankle's in bits.
Salty or sweet?
Salty.
Early bird or night owl?
Definitely night owl.
Oh, okay. Definitely. I'd be with you there. Do you meditate?
I do meditate, but I do more self-hypnosis than meditation.
How do you unwind after a show?
Two words. Judge Judy. Yeah, it's true.
That's brilliant.
I'll come home and I'll either have a whiskey or I'll have a green tea, but it's always Judge Judy is the through line.
You know,
just
what?
Dribble on myself watching Judge Judy.
What I used to love was Murder, She Wrote. I was a big fan when
brilliant.
I used
there
that
you
was
go.
That was mine. So there you go. I have three words. You have two words.
Well.
I have three.
Yeah.
What is always in your medicine cabinet?
Oh, I don't really take too many pills. Cod liver oil.
Excellent. If you could have one superpower for a day, what would you choose?
To hack brains. Oh wait, I already do.
Now you're just showing off.
I'm only messing. I'd like to fly. Yeah, I think flying would be cool.
Okay, and it would save you money as well. What makes you stressed? We're running out of time.
I don't get stressed easily, but probably the kids sleeping in when they shouldn't be sleeping in and trying to get them out the door.
Most people would say when their kids sleep at all that's stress relief. But anyway, what makes you calm?
I would say saunas.
What makes you laugh?
Lee Evans.
Brilliant. And Keith Barry, what makes you happy?
Just spending time with the family and boogie boarding in Inch Beach with them.
Ah, that's brilliant. I've been boogie boarding many a time with my parents now. We were all nearly fighting by the end of it, but they're great memories all the same to look back on.
Well, look, for me, it's the kids are, it's in, you know, they would say it's their happy place. It's my happy place, my wife as well. So, yeah, just we always laugh and smile when we're boogie boarding or, you know, surfing or whatever it is down in Inch Beach. We're always down there, you know.
Good on you. Well, that's great. Camille, thank you so much. There were some very interesting ones in there that I didn't expect. But then again, you're always about the unpredictable and the unexpected. So why am I surprised?
Well, thanks for having me. And yes, saunas are very relaxing, I find.
Well, thank you so much. The very best of luck with Unhinged, your new tour the new year. And enjoy the next few weeks.
And I'll see you on stage at one of them. I'm going to turn you into a pop star in Boyzone. And you're going to have a sing-off.
But I always wanted to be in, like, well, it was Spice Girls mode. But I'd absolutely take Boyzone as well. You know what I mean? Although I will, if you're going to bring me up stage, I'm not going to any of your shows.
Well, they hypnotise you to believing that you're Keith Duffy in Boyzone. I'd love to see that myself.
I'd like to see the video of that. Although I'll never come to a show now because I know you're going to do it. Take care. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.